All right, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, again, Eric Roberts, Fisheries Management Bureau Chief. For the 2021 fishing regulations final, as you recall from the August meeting, fishing regulations fall under a four-year cycle, with the last large-scale fishing regulations review occurring for the 2020 fishing regulations. Since this is an off-cycle year, proposed changes meet one of five criteria. Those criteria are clarifications, enforcement, conservation, relevancy, or management plans. At the August commission meeting, the department proposed 20 regulation changes for the 2021 fishing regulations. Following approval of those tentative regs, the department took public comment from August 17th to September 17th. We received 11 comments. Most comments generally supported the proposals or supported proposals with some modifications. Four comments were not related to any proposals or had unclear connections to any proposals. In the commission package, you did get the raw copies of all of the comments that the department received as part of that. I'll take a minute here to briefly highlight some of the proposals that received public comment and also talk about one additional proposal that the department has added since the August meeting. Proposal one is the Western District Walleye Catch, Kill, and Report, except for reservoirs downstream of Thompson Falls Dam. This proposal was generally supported by commenters, with two commenters further recommended the proposal additionally be adopted for the Clark Fork reservoirs downstream of Thompson Falls Dam, or in other words, areas where we know walleye currently exist in the Western Fishing District. One commenter also wanted to see scientific evidence that this proposal will work as intended. The intention of this regulation is to dissuade further spread of walleye throughout the Western Fishing District. FWP surveys will continue to determine the efficacy of this regulation, and further changes will be made as needed as fisheries monitoring warrants as well. Proposal two, briefly, which defines no limit for crappie in the Western Fishing District, was also generally supported. There were two comments received that actually recommended stiffer regulations and actually recommended something similar to the Walleye Catch Kill Report, except for crappie. The department feels that just outlining no limit for crappie is an appropriate level of action at this time, where we're at as far as crappie abundance in the Western Fishing District. Proposal 11, which establishes a bag limit of 20 crayfish daily and in possession at McGregor Lake, received two comments. One commenter preferred to see additional crayfish restrictions statewide, and the other recommended a higher bag limit as well as minimum length limits, similar to regulations in place in surrounding states and provinces. This commenter also recommended improved education and outreach regarding crayfish and use of harvest and outreach regarding crayfish use and crayfish harvest and consumption. The department appreciates that a 20 fish crayfish bag limit is quite restrictive, but we believe a conservative approach is warranted while more is learned about crayfish conservation and ecology in the system. The department is also working on learning more about crayfish, not just in McGregor Lake, but statewide. We've been working with agency partners. We've reached out to some university partners. There's just kind of a lot of information coming together for crayfish now, and we're gonna propose and learn more about crayfish here in the coming years. Proposal 19 in the final package that you received is a new addition from the August meeting, and this proposal has not been posted for public comment. This regulation is in response to a recent discovery of smallmouth bass in the Shields River, which is a conservation stronghold for Yellowstone cutthroat trout. In July, smallmouth bass were discovered in Cottonwood Reservoir in the upper Shields River Basin. And shortly after that, an angler reported a smallmouth bass downstream in the river near the confluence with Rock Creek. Smallmouth bass are known to occur in the Yellowstone River, but the Chadbourne diversion in the lower Shields River precludes any encroachment of bass further up the Shields. Finding smallmouth above Chadbourne diversion is cause for concern and could jeopardize ongoing Yellowstone cutthroat trout efforts in the basin. This proposed action is intended to allow the department to learn more about the population status of smallmouth bass in the basin while a plan is developed to address the unauthorized population in Cottonwood Reservoir. The commission has taken similar emergency actions to enact regulations in the past, with the most recent examples being Northern Pike and Lake Mary Ronan and walleye in upper, middle, and lower Thompson Lakes. Other than that proposal 19 for the Shields River, the department did not make any changes to the proposals presented in August based on public comments. Specifically, changes that were made to the tentative regulations presented in August and in this final package include a typo discovered by department staff on proposal 8, which is North Fork Flathead River. We've corrected that typo. We made a minor change in the bait language regulation proposals for the central and eastern districts in order to accommodate certain types of permitted fishing contests. And then, as I discussed, the change for the Shields River and smallmouth bass upstream of the Chadbourne diversion. The department recommends the commission approve changes to the 2021 fishing regulations as presented, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have for any of these proposals.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Questions, comments from the commission? Do I have a motion on the department's proposal?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission approve the 2021 fishing regulations.
I'll second.
A motion and second. We do have one change, and this is a fishing regulation. And so I would actually take comment on both the alteration in the bait language, even though it sounds like it was just a cleanup, but I'll take comment on that. More importantly, if there's comment also on the adjustment on the Shields based on this most recent finding. So public comment, as always, star 9. Mr. Elliott.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Again, Clayton Elliott, Montana Trout Unlimited. Just first of all, wanted to thank the commission and the department for receiving our comments on everything else. Wanted to confine my comments just to the Shields River change here. Appreciate the department staff for getting out in front of this. We fully support the mandatory catch-co report on smallmouth on the Shields. Again, we do not think that it should be in the interest of the department to reward illegal behavior and illegal introduction by creating any sort of protective class of restriction. We think this is the appropriate response on the Shields and the threat that smallmouth bass do pose to that fishery, particularly for native Yellowstone cutthroat. So just wanted to go on record fully supporting that and appreciate the department and ultimately this commission getting out in front of this to protect the integrity of the Shield. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You. Further public comment.
Chair Colton, it looks like that's it.
Okay, back to the commission. Any further comment or questions before I call for the vote? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, that looks like that completes fisheries. Thank you, Mr. Roberts and Mr. Ramoy and Mr. Scar.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners.
Let's go ahead and move on to wildlife.